All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and any old time you need something to do with your gang, take them off to the Whitewater Center.
Man, that is the truth, Don.
Always something going on out there.
Whether it be your family here in the Charlotte area, or maybe you are entertaining guests from out of town who come through Charlotte, we're going to find out what's happening out there at the U.S. National Whitewater Center, because as we all know, the summer month, June, July, August, those are all busy times to go out there and go mountain biking, maybe go climbing, maybe do a little flat water paddling, or maybe, just maybe, jump in a raft and enjoy some of the rapids there around the U.S. National Whitewater Center. However, we need to know about the things that are happening there in September and October so that we can go get back out into the outdoors without driving 4 hours to the mountains. And we're going to bring on Eric Osterhaus to the Carolina Outdoors right now to find out about September and October at our U.S. National Whitewater Center. Eric, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Good to be back with you.
Man, we love talking about it, and we love finding out about things to do in our area. And on the western side of the county out there, you've got something special. But before we talk about all the things to do, tell us about the storms. Did you make through? Did the Whitewater Center make through without any damage?
We sure did. We were fortunate, you know, and I think the area and the whole city saw some of that wind and rain that came through early last week, and we were fortunate to make it through without any damage here. And it turned out, you know, Tuesday evening turned out to be a real lovely night out here, actually. We had some folks out enjoying the place. So, we were fortunate to come out clean on the other side.
Well, let's all be thankful for that. So tell us what is open and what is available to us at the Whitewater Center if we come out there in the months of September and October.
Yeah, we're out here. We're in full swing all the way through both of those months. The one thing that really starts to get quiet with whitewater doesn't really happen until about November. So if you want to come out and go rafting, September and October is a great time to do it. It's a little quieter out here, a little easier to get around. And all of our land activities, of course, are available as well. And we keep our programming schedule going at full force as well. So for the folks that enjoy the live music, the festivals, they can come out and enjoy a couple of those in both September and October. And then don't forget the River Jam concert series continues all the way through the end of September on Thursday and Saturday nights as well with live music. And the one thing that we really enjoy and look forward to every fall that has started back now is the Whitewater Film Series, which is every Friday evening we're screening a different film from the outdoor industry right out here on the stage that people enjoy music on. So it usually starts right around sunset, 7:30, 8 o'clock as we lean into the fall, and that will be every Friday night, September and October.
Give us some examples of those films.
Well, we're looking at the Barkley Marathons coming up this Friday, which is a film about a really interesting race that takes place every year out in Tennessee Mountains. We'll also be hosting Mountain Film on Tour, which is sponsored by Telluride. They'll be here on September 22nd. And then Banff Radical Reels will be coming up on September 29th, which is a collection of outdoor films from across the world that we always look forward to having brought back out here. They've been here year after year, and we'll look forward to having them again here at the end of the month.
Hey, if it's couples, individuals, maybe families that are going to come out to some of the River Jam events, can you give us advice on what we need to bring to a River Jam party on a Saturday at 7 o'clock?
River Jam at 7 o'clock, you know, the live music's going to go into the evening. Take a blanket with you, bring a couple of chairs, and just come out and sit on the lawn. But also take in some of the other things you can enjoy about River Jam. We've got trail running in the early evening around 6:30. We'll host a free yoga session as well for the folks that want to come out, get a quick yoga practice in or a quick workout that way. There's a lot of climbing that's going on. So it sort of depends what you're into and what you're looking for. If you're coming out here with your family, want to make a date night of it, just grab a couple of chairs and a blanket and enjoy a free concert.
All right, this is the part Don really wants to know about, and I want to know about it too. Tell us about a trail run, because I know in September you have some trail runs, and October, that include a half marathon, and I think the one in October even extends out to an ultra marathon status. Tell us, for our runners who can come out there and not worry about the old nasty automobiles and the stoplights and stop signs, what the running course on the trails out there at the Whitewater Center have in store for us.
That's right. Yeah, I think September and October are some of the best months for our trail running out here and some of the races we have. The weather gets a little cooler, and it's just kind of neat to see the leaves start turning out there. The race you were alluding to, the longer one, the Ultra Marathon will host, is WC50, and that gives runners the option of a 50-mile and a 50-kilometer run. Saturday, October 14th. So certainly one to be training for if you have any intention of running in that. That's the real deal and covers a lot of the trails that we have out here along the Catawba River. If you're looking for something a little smaller, we got a couple of festivals along the way that'll have some trail races with them as well. Uncorked is coming up on Saturday, September 23rd, and we kick that off with the Wild Vine Half Marathon, which you mentioned as well. So that will be the morning of September 23rd, part of our Half Marathon series, sponsored by La Sportiva, and there'll also be a 5K that morning as well for a shorter run. So lots of options, lots of different distances, but like I mentioned before, it's just a great time of year to be on the trails, sort of taking in the changing leaves and the changing seasons.
Well, tell us about the Whitewater itself. I know we can come out and join a raft trip around it and so forth, but are there athletes out there training these days?
This time of year, we'll see them come back around beginning of October. They're actually over in Europe right now competing in a couple of World Cup events, so we keep up with them vicariously through pictures they post, and then usually that first week of October, we see them back home here training on the water. But that being said, our water's open to come out and raft, get in a kayak, even a stand-up paddleboard for those that are skilled in that discipline, and jump out on the whitewater. We'll run whitewater activities through the end of October this year and look forward to get people out here for some fall rafting.
Now, you also do some water sports on the Catawba River, right?
That's correct. Flatwater paddling offers stand-up paddleboarding and the kayaking right there on the Catawba River. Our property is adjacent to it. We've got a dock right there where you can jump out and enjoy the flat water. Lots of great little creeks and tributaries to go explore. Again, a great time of year for that. You can go and find the blue heron's nest that are located out there. Just a neat way to enjoy nature and see a different aspect of the property and of the center.
We are the Outdoor Guys here on News 1110 99.3 WBT. Our guest from the U.S. National Whitewater Center, high up beside the banks of the Catawba River, Eric Osterhaus, has given us a lay of the land of the Whitewater Center, all of the things to do out there now that the weather is starting to cool off just a little bit. Everything is still in full effect out there at the Whitewater Center. Eric, tell us about, I asked about things to bring for something like the River Jam, and you know, blankets or little chairs or that sort of thing are wonderful. Tell us about the rental things out there. Whether we do not bring a bicycle, can we rent one? Or you mentioned the stand-up paddle boards, or maybe the climbing gear for the climbing wall. Or maybe even food, is all of that available there at the Whitewater Center for rental or for purchase?
Absolutely. For folks looking to enjoy some of the activities here, a day pass for $59 will get you not only access to the activities, but all the gear that's required for each of those. So that'll get you a bike if you want to jump onto the trails. That'll get you your harness and if you want to go climbing, or, you know, of course, your paddle and your PFD and your helmet if you want to get on the water. So that $59 day pass is going to give you access to all available activities on the day of your visit. And then you mentioned food. You know, we've got several food and beverage outlets here. We've got, I think, one of the largest craft beer selections you're likely to find in this region with our Pump House Beer Garden and several other taps around the property. So, if you're looking to come out and enjoy the activities, those day passes do give you access to not only the activity itself, but the gear, and then, of course, the food and beverage options are plenty once you get out here, too.
We got Eric Osterhaus telling us all about it. I got a couple of more questions. And these have made a strong play. Now they're being televised and all of that, but they're available there at the U.S. National Whitewater Center. Obstacle courses and that sort of thing, team building, zip lines. You have all of that there along the banks of the Catawba as well.
That's right. You're walking back on those trails in the trees, and you look up, you see people 60 feet up in the air on ropes courses and zip lines, and a lot of that's part of our canopy tour and part of our ropes courses, but also part of our team development program. So we get a lot of corporate groups out here, a lot of community organizations throughout the year bringing their teams out to do some of those team building activities, traverse those obstacle courses that you're going to encounter out here. And it's a great way to learn a little bit more about your own personal skills and limitations, and then how to go beyond done that, and just getting out here, whether you're with a team or with yourself, those obstacle courses, ropes courses, and zip lines are certainly going to give you a unique experience.
Are you saying that because you heard me scream that time? I was kind of scared.
Eric, how does being frightened to death make you a better team player?
Well, once you're in that position of fear, you got to see who's going to come out there and help you on your team, don't you?
Yeah, we hope somebody does, I guess. Okay, so that's the team building part, to see if somebody rescues you out of the top of the tree, Bill. On an easier note, tell us about the music that's coming up.
Sure, yeah. Like I mentioned, we continue on with the River Jam concert series for the next several weeks. We'll run that right up until the end of the month of September. Great lineup still ahead of us. Saturday, September 16th, Empire Strikes Brass will be here, followed by the Jamie McLean Band on Thursday the 21st, and several more after that, leading right up to the end of the month. Festivals, of course, are a great opportunity to enjoy some music. Uncorked coming up on September 23rd. We've got some great bands, three different bands throughout the day, headlined by White Denim. Starting at 7 p.m. and playing two sets that evening. So the full lineup of music at all of our festivals and at our race series are available on our website, usnwc.org.
Do you think some of that's picking up? Because you're having huge attendance out there for the River Jam and the music and that sort of thing. And meanwhile, in Charlotte, you know, we've had some of our live music venues that have closed, whether it be Tremont or the Double Door or those kinds of places. Do you think the Whitewater Center, of all places, is picking up some of that live music for people to come listen to in person?
I think that's a great point. You know, I mean, people are looking for that experience, and I think the unique thing about our facility, maybe that might set us apart differently from a lot of other music venues in the area, is just the outdoor component. You can come and enjoy a show outside, and, you know, you might be looking at some shows that bring out 2,000-3,000 people, and we've seen 5,000-7,000 folks out here for some of our bigger festivals like Tuck Fest with some big headline names. So, yeah, I think as the community grows and they're looking for good music options, you know, we see some venues come and go, but we're fortunate to see those numbers and attendance grow year after year, and just getting to see a free show outside too is phenomenal. I mean, some of the talent that we've been able to bring in and still offer it at no cost, no ticket, is something that we hope will continue to drive those numbers as well.
Oh yeah, I can afford that. It's free. Listen, I tried to make a list while we were talking, and the gist of this conversation really is there's something for everyone at the U.S. National Whitewater Center, but we've got the Whitewater Film Series that's going on Fridays at 8 o'clock through September and October, River Jam on Saturdays at 7. We've got 5Ks, half marathons, obstacle races, ultra marathons, cyclofest, Eric Osterhaus. Give us the website so we can look at all of this and plan our day or days at the U.S. National Whitewater Center.
Absolutely. usnwc.org. That's going to give you a full list of all those events you just mentioned, everything we've got coming up on the calendar. You mentioned CycleFest as well. We're excited to get that back for year two. Information's up there on the website. But usnwc.org is where you'll want to go.
Eric, we're always glad to have you. Thanks much.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Away he goes. We're going to take a quick break with more of the Carolina Outdoors.